Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم، فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, this beautiful persona, which is the fountainhead of wisdom and purity and knowledge and spirituality and even practicality, you know, sometimes we think that Imam Ali alayhi salam is only a spiritual persona or is a persona to follow in matters of spirituality, which many of our Sunni brothers and sisters have done, is to consider Imam Ali alayhi salam to be a spiritual persona, a persona that they follow and they revere when it comes to spirituality. But, you know, even when it comes to very practical things and to practicality, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is this beautiful persona that can be emulated and must be and should be emulated when it comes to even the very practical things of our lives. Again, showing the comprehensiveness of the Imams, the comprehensiveness of the Quran, and the comprehensiveness of Islam, that it's not just one unidimensional type of a religion or persona or book. It is a multidimensional and comprehensive and all-encompassing religion, book, and Imam. So when we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the things that, of course, it stands out, and many people have spoken about this, is the divine justice and the absolute justice and the, the very non-compromising or uncompromising justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, you know, sometimes when we think about the term uncompromising justice, we think it's very severe, it is very harsh, it is, very strict and cruel. When, matter of fact, this is a wrong perspective that has been brought about, this mass culture that is promoted by primarily the West. When we look at justice, justice is something that is putting something in its rightful and in its proper place. This is what the definition of justice is. You know, you're putting something where it should be because that is the rightful place where it should be. And so, you know, justice when it talks about being uncompromising, this is not true. Justice in its true, pure form is balance. It is perfection. It is organization. It is this harmony. This is what justice in reality is. Yes, when it comes to evil forces, when it comes to sins, when it comes to corruption, when it comes to deviation, when it comes to misguidance, yes, all of these things will feel that justice is uncompromising or strict or cruel, because justice in its perfect harmony and balance goes against all of these things. And so just as in the metaphysical, conceptual, ideological realm, these two are in opposition to one another, justice being perfection and light, for example. And so in the same manner, you find it in the active world when it comes to even human beings. And so here Imam Ali alayhi salam, this paragon of justice, this paragon of light, this paragon of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Holy Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he had enemies. And these enemies that he had were, for the most part, people who were the helpers of darkness, and they were the helpers of misguidance and the helpers of corruption. And in the end, they were those who were in opposition to divine harmony and divine balance, which was manifested in the justice of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam. A beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When we talk about spirituality in Islam, especially in this school of Ahlul Bayt, the foundation of spirituality is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does dhikr of Allah mean? Literally, the word dhikr means remembrance. Dhikrullah means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody does dhikr of Allah. There are different levels of dhikr. One is the verbal level, which is only confined to the tongue, where the tasbih is in my hand, and I'm doing Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, or different azkar, but my mind is somewhere else. So I'm doing zikr, but this is only the verbal level confined to the level of the tongue. Then the second level of zikr is known as a reflective level of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you are not only saying Allahu Akbar and the mind is somewhere else, your mind is thinking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean when I say Allahu Akbar? When you talk about the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the reflective level where you are now taking the zikr from the tongue to the level of the heart, imbibing it inside, internalizing it. And then the third level, which we would call the spiritual level, which actually starts from inside, from the level of the heart. And it does not always come on the level of the tongue. Sometimes it manifests automatically. You know, on our ordinary level, we can sense that when we see something all of a sudden, an amazing sign of Allah's power and glory, and without even thinking, we say, Subhanallah. That statement, Subhanallah, didn't come after thinking about it. That Subhanallah, that zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming from inside. It manifested on the tongue, but it was there in the minds and the heart of the person. And so when we talk about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically the highest level is the level where a person is conscious of the presence of Allah in his life at all times and in all circumstances. Whether it is difficult time, easy time, at home, in the masjid, behind the desk, in your business place, in the madrasa, or you're going in the park, or in safari, on vacation, wherever you are. If Allah's presence is felt in you, that is the ultimate level of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at Amirul Mu'mineen, especially this ayat, the way, the circumstances in which the ayat was revealed. The ayat from Surah number 5, Surah Maidah, ayat 55, demonstrates one of the example of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life, in the spiritual dimension of the personality of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.